Thank you for listening to the Resources for Integrated Care podcast series, Promising Practices for Utilizing Motivational Interviewing to Improve Care Coordination and Address Social Determinants of Health. This podcast is excerpted from a webinar presented live on August 17, 2023. In this podcast, Dr. Brandon G. Wilson, the Senior Director of the Center for Consumer Engagement and Health Innovation at Community Catalyst, shares an overview of motivational interviewing, innovation theory, cultural competence, and the use of social determinants of health techniques during screening.
Good afternoon or good morning, everyone, depending on where you are. Thank you so much for joining this very important webinar. It's good to see such engagement from health plans and CBOs. I'm sure we have others, but thank you for joining. So I'd like to set the stage for introducing the core concept of motivational interviewing. From hereafter, I will refer to as MI. At its heart, it's really a person-centered communication style and counseling approach. It's designed to help individuals find their own motivation for change. Think of it as a guiding approach that creates open conversation. Instead of telling individuals what they should do, it empowers them to explore their motivations and make positive behavioral changes in their health and well-being. A key element is collaboration. It's about working together side by side to identify goals and strategies that resonate with the individual or the member. It's not about giving advice, but rather fostering a safe and non-judgmental space of personal exploration. It really aligns well with the needs of duals who often face, as we know, complex health challenges. It's a way to build trust and engage in meaningful change dialogue to address their unique circumstances as well as their values and aspirations. So here, address a few key principles of MI. The first is partnership and collaboration. MI is all about fostering a partnership between health plans or CBOs and individuals. This partnership is grounded in trust, mutual respect, and collaboration. It's a two-way street where both parties work together to create a plan that aligns with that individual's goals and their aspirations. Another fundamental principle is evoking change talk. This is where the magic happens. It encourages us to focus on evoking and amplifying an individual's own reasons for change. It's about tapping into what we call change talk, which are the individual's expressed motivations for positive change. And then we come to rolling with resistance. In any journey of change, there may be resistance or ambivalence at the beginning. It recognizes and encourages us to roll with it, to not confront it. By showing empathy and understanding, we can help those explore their concerns and move past resistance that they may feel. This is because, think as humans, we're all accustomed to linear approaches where we're trying to get from point A to point B. But life is much more dynamic than that. So it's a change journey. Even with resistance, there's something that we can learn, we can then plan, study, assess again. These principles are the backbone of MI, and they're particularly relevant when working with duals. By embracing partnerships, change talk, and acknowledging resistance, we can create an environment that empowers individuals to take charge of their health journey. Motivational interviewing, it's a really powerful tool for building relationships and enhancing individual self-efficacy and motivation for change. It operates by guiding communication in a way that helps individuals uncover their internal motivations for making change. The approach is especially valuable when applied to healthcare and community-based settings. It's versatile and it's adaptable, and this makes it a valuable asset for health plans, CBOs, and providers alike. For example, health plans can leverage it to support member engagement activities. By utilizing this approach, you can foster a deep understanding of the motivations behind an individual's health-related decisions. For providers, it can go beyond just medical assessments. It's about delving into an individual's life, understanding their unique circumstances, and helping them connect with their reasons for change. For example, an initiative led by the Centers for Healthcare Strategies, they found that MI to be really ideal for connecting with patients, especially those who've suffered from some form of trauma. And CARE Oregon, they've used it to address social determinants when working with those and used it as a tool to discuss their emotions around how they experience their medication management, particularly with any complex drug regimens. This type of adaptability allows it to seamlessly integrate into various contexts, making it a valuable asset for improving health outcomes and overall well-being. So we've already explored the application and its versatility. Now let's talk about two crucial aspects, building autonomy and enhancing self-efficacy. Autonomy is at the cornerstone of lasting behavioral change, and MI places great emphasis on this. This approach recognizes that individuals' right to make their own decisions. In this context of health plans, for example, fostering autonomy means respecting an individual's choices and supporting their self-determination throughout their journey. This may look like person-centered planning, access to comprehensive information, choice of providers and services. Let's think about equity. Can they find a provider that looks like them? Appeals and grievance processes and language access. Another component is self-efficacy. This refers to an individual's belief in their ability to make the positive change. MI aims to enhance their self-efficacy by highlighting past success, exploring personal strengths, and providing genuine encouragement. You can have a unique opportunity here to contribute to the development of self-efficacy by creating an environment that celebrates small victories and encouraging individuals to recognize their own strengths. We can then empower them to confidently pursue sustained change. For example, could you celebrate member success stories or provide regular check-ins or public recognition of milestones? And cultural competence is all about understanding, appreciating, and effectively responding to diverse cultural backgrounds, beliefs, and values of those that we serve. When applying MI, cultural competence is not just a nice to have, it's essential. It's the key to promoting respectful and effective engagement with diverse populations. As we embark on this journey, we're guided to be curious about people and community, to really try to understand what's important to them and to affirm their unique experiences. For example, let's think about a person with a disability. A health plan representative who may answer a call could say, "Thank you for calling. To better assist you, could you let me know if there are any accommodations or special needs related to a disability that we should be aware of? We're here to make sure that your experience with us is as accessible and supportive as possible." This type of inquiry can reflect the health plan's commitment to inclusion and ensure members with disabilities can actually receive the necessary support that they need. By weaving cultural competence into the fabric of MI, we then ensure that our approach is not just effective, but also sensitive to the diverse needs of all of our members. A really important concept or theory, I'm also a professor by training, and one important model is the fusion of innovation model. It helps us to promote the uptake of MI. So imagine a journey where fresh ideas like this MI approach, that it can find its place within our care coordination system. Just as a ripple spreads in water, this theory guides how these ideas ripple through our practices, becoming essential tools in our mission to serve dudes. Our shared motivation lies in elevating the impact. We're not just introducing an approach, we're creating a movement. By embracing the principles of this theory, we empower ourselves to nurture the adoption of MI, adapting to the pace of each team member's journey. So I want you just to know here that it's not just about empowering members, but also we have our own work to do. We have to also empower ourselves and our teams. Empowerment is at the heart of everything that we're driving. By infusing this theory or model, we can equip our teams with a compass that aligns with their adoption journey. It's not just about training, it's about ensuring that each one can build confidence. As we step in implementation, this theory can serve as a guiding light. It can be a tool to help navigate challenges, to anticipate roadblocks, and to optimize assimilation of MI. So let's visualize the journey. Let's take a closer look at the journey that innovations embark on within this framework. As I mentioned, this journey is not just a linear path. It's a dynamic process that mirrors the life cycle of an idea as it spreads and becomes woven into our care coordination fabric. Stage one, the journey commences with the innovators. These are those folks who thrive on the cutting edge. They embrace new ideas like MI from the get-go. They experiment, test, and showcase the transformation power of using this type of approach. In stage two, as we move on to the early adopters phase, the momentum gains traction. These enthusiastic trailblazers see the potential and they embrace it. Their success stories can then begin to inspire others. In stage three, the spark spreads further. It captivates the early majority. This segment is crucial. These folks, they seek evidence of effectiveness and reliability. And as they witness the positive impact, they'll then jump on board. In stage four, with growing consensus, the late majority starts to adopt the approach. They may have been cautious at first, but the success stories of their peers resonate. They realize that embracing this could actually enhance their care coordination efforts. In stage five, our journey completes with the laggards to find a group to adopt the innovation. While they may have been hesitant, they eventually recognize the value. The innovation is now fully integrated into our practices, and it's really important to understand the whole process, the whole journey, and that each step is important to making sure that MI is actually effective when it applied in practice for all beneficiaries. There are some key features of this theory. For example, to effectively promote the adoption of innovation like MI, we turn to some key principles. These pave the way for successful integration within our health plans, or our CBOs, especially as we serve duals. One of those features is better than alternatives, conveying value. Here, first, we must communicate that MI is not just an option, it's a better option. We showcase this in effectiveness, highlighting how it surpasses other alternatives. Compatibility with practices. We adapt seamlessly. We can ensure that MI is seamlessly compatible with existing practices. We show how this approach aligns with the core of care coordination. In this way, we make it feel like a natural extension rather than an imposition. We make sure it's clear and complexity, that it's simple and usable. We recognize that healthcare is very complex, and we can simplify the integration of MI by breaking down its elements and illustrating that it's easy to use. Opportunity to test. That's trials and trust. Create opportunities for care coordinators to test this. You can design and control pilots and allow teams to experience and process and impact firsthand. And when they experience the value, they're more likely to trust and embrace the new approach. Tangible results, let's demonstrate impact. Seeing is believing. You can provide case studies and examples that showcase the tangible results. We can show how it directly contributes to improved care coordination and beneficiary outcomes. In our pursuit of holistic care, we recognize the profound impact of social determinants on our well-being. This extends beyond traditional behavior change around lifestyle factors and embraces the wider context in which health behaviors unfold. MI is about understanding the individual's decisions and actions are deeply rooted in their social and environmental circumstance. So it isn't even just about behavior change. It's about harnessing a framework that addresses the broader influence of health. It serves as a bridge between individuals' lived realities and their aspiration for improved health outcomes. So here's where synergy lies. MI can seamlessly integrate with social determinants of health screening techniques. And by doing so, we can enhance response and retention rates. So in the interest of time, I won't go through all of these examples, but in the realm of social determinants of health screening, MI is like a catalyst for building rapport and trust. This foundation of trust is like a gateway. When individuals feel valued and respected, they're more inclined to share accurate information, enhancing screening response rates. It goes beyond surface-level interactions. It can empower practitioners to delve deep. By understanding individuals' unique perspectives and their values, we can gain insights that drive tailored interventions. In this narrative, social determinants isn't a detached element. It's an integral part of the wellness story. Through MI, practitioners can seamlessly integrate social determinants considerations into conversations. This type of integration paints a whole picture, where individuals feel understood and supported in every facet of their health journey. The beauty here is that MI lies in its ability to cultivate long-term engagement. And MI opens doors to collaborative goal setting. Picture a healthcare practitioner discussing housing instability with an individual. Together, they can set a goal. Secure stable housing. Through exploration, they can unearth solutions, connect the individual with local housing assistance programs. MI celebrates resilience. Imagine a healthcare practitioner recognizing an individual's remarkable resilience in managing a chronic illness despite limited resources. This type of recognition can foster empowerment, infuse them with confidence to then go out and conquer their social determinants barriers. Or visualize a practitioner validating an individual's determination to seek employment despite challenges. This type of validation goes beyond words. It's about creating a pragmatic action plan that then enhances employability. What's the outcome? Empowerment and self-efficacy. So what do these examples reveal? That MI does not operate in isolation. It sparkles a ripple of empowerment. As individuals experience transformation, this empowerment resonates within communities, and MI becomes a catalyst for meaningful change.
Thank you for listening. This podcast is presented by the Lewin Group and is supported through the Medicare-Medicaid Coordination Office at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. MMCO is dedicated to helping beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid have access to seamless, high-quality healthcare that includes the full range of covered services in both programs. To support providers in their efforts to deliver more integrated, coordinated care, MMCO is developing technical assistance and actionable tools based on successful innovations and care models. To learn more about current efforts and resources, please visit our website, www.resourcesforintegratedcare.com. You can also find us on Twitter. Our handle is @integrate_care, or follow Resources for Integrated Care on LinkedIn to stay up to date with our recent products and technical assistance.